Hi, this is Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, telling you to stay tuned to WNJC 1360 AM for Thursday in the Doghouse, coming right up.
Mama was a mutt, Daddy was one too. Me, I'm a little bit of everything, everything that I use.
Good morning. Welcome back to Thursday in the Doghouse, the best show and the live show about all everything dog. I'm your host, Karen Fazio, the Dog Super Nanny.
And I'm your host, Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer.
Thursday in the Doghouse comes to you live every Thursday morning between 10 and 10:30 a.m. on WNJC 1360 a.m. Each week, we interview veterinarians, trainers, nutritionists, and a lot of other people in the behavior industry, and we discuss all about your companion, the dog. We talk about their health. We talk about their nutrition. We talk about their behavior. Quite often, Rini and I just, you know, chat about, you know, dog training and give you tips on how to improve your life with your dog. And this morning, we're going to be speaking with Betsy Pilato. And Betsy is a key player. I believe that she's the vice president of the Purr and Pooch Foundation for Animals, which is a nonprofit organization that provides grants to no-kill shelters and animal rescues throughout the United States. Part of our discussion is going to be about a special canine officer. The dog's name is Jordan, and it wasn't that long ago that Jordan took a bullet for her handler, Sergeant Bill Robinson. And this year at their Black Tails Gala, which is going to be on August 9th, at the Berkeley Hotel in Asbury Park, Canine Officer Jordan is going to be our four-legged honoree. Do we have Betsy on the phone?
Yes, we do, Karen, but we need to take a commercial break before we talk to Betsy,
okay.
So that I can tell everybody what services I offer right here in the South Jersey area as a professional dog trainer and certified behavior consultant.
Awesome.
Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age, and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com.
Welcome back to Thursday in the Doghouse. We're here live right here on WNJC 1360 AM, and I have Betsy Pilato on the phone from the Purr and Pooch Foundation for Animals, a nonprofit organization that provides grants to no-kill shelters and animal rescues throughout the United States. Hi, Betsy.
Hi, Karen. Hi, Rini. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I would like for you to inform our audience a little bit about the Purr and Pooch Foundation for Animals, because, you know, we hear a lot about rescue groups and, you know, the Humane Society, but I'm not sure that the Purr and Pooch Foundation for Animals has gotten that recognition yet, and I'd like for you to, now that we have an opportunity to talk to our listeners, to kind of give them a little bit of a background about how it started and what you guys do, and then I'd like to get into a little bit about Canine Officer Jordan. Why don't you just share with our audience a little bit about what the foundation does?
Well, you know what? The foundation was started because so often you hear about millions of unwanted animals, and they're either euthanized in shelters across America or they're in terrible conditions and they need assistance. And there are these selfless people that are passionate individuals out there quietly saving the lives of these animals. And the foundation comes into play because oftentimes those same people don't have the funding to provide the necessary care that they're giving to these animals. So the Purr and Pooch Foundation for Animals is committed to helping these unsung heroes, so to say, pursue their missions, regardless of where they are in the United States or what animal they're working with. And we will financially fund their projects, and certainly our other mission is to educate communities about these situations that animals have been in, whether it be shelters or whether it be, you know, birds in the sanctuaries or the sea life, the mammals, whatever's going on. We come in to really help financially boost these other 501c3 nonprofit organizations to achieve their goals.
And how do you do that? I mean, how do these rescue groups get a hold of grant money? I mean, what would be the process for them to get that, to participate?
We would encourage everyone to go to the website, purrandpoochfoundation.org, and on there you can download a grant application. And we do grant out fundings the fourth quarter of every year. Mm-hmm. And throughout the year we do fundraising, and our largest fundraiser event is the Black Tails Gala that's coming up August 9th. And that is where we do honor a four-legged honoree and a two-legged honoree, as you had mentioned earlier.
Can you tell us a little bit about the four-legged honoree this year? I understand it's going to be Officer Canine Jordan.
Yes, it is. Every year we try to choose a dog that has done some form of a heroic act, and last year we had one that had worked within the hospitals, and it was really amazing. And this year, it was brought to our attention about Officer K-9 Jordan. He's from Salem, and just a little over a year ago, he did take a bullet in what was considered a domestic violence case. But, you know, it's these K-9 officers that are sometimes overlooked about the value and the knowledge that these dogs provide in protecting communities. And it not only just goes with the police dogs, but the military dogs and all these rescue animals that have really put their lives on the line for ours. And so this year we're extremely honored to have Officer K-9 Jordan be our honoree, and he will be in attendance at the August 9th event and with bells on, so we're very excited.
Hey, Betsy, is Officer Jordan, was he a rescue dog?
He was not. He was trained and brought in to the force, you know, to do his job, but it certainly would be a wonderful story if he were. But in this particular case, Officer Jordan was, in fact, picked out to do this line of duty.
Okay. You know, it's funny because a couple weeks ago I did a show where we were talking about people who consider dogs as just dogs. And it just boils me when I hear that, because dogs like this K-9 Officer Jordan and the military working dogs that are on the front lines with our Marines are helping to save their lives and keep our country safe every day. I mean, we have dogs out there that are doing magnificent work all over to help people. And so that's another reason, and from what you're talking about, this particular dog, too, risked his life in a domestic violence case. And, you know, they just do wonderful things for us all the time.
Yes.
Betsy, how do you find these honorees? Is it something that somebody applies for? Or, I mean, how did you find out about Officer Jordan?
Well, interestingly enough, we were actually just out and about in Tinton Falls, and one of their canine handlers, one of their officers, we were just engaging in conversation, and K-9 Jordan's name came up in the conversation, and we were like, wait, what happened with this whole thing? And they started speaking about, you know, what an amazing dog he's been and what an asset he's been to their force, and we thought, this needs to be recognized. You know, it's just so many times you see things in the news, but you don't always get to hear about what these animals are doing and how they have been protecting us. And it goes right in line with our whole idea of the foundation, that it's these unsung heroes, these individuals or animals that are, you know, out there doing what they do, and they're not looking for that recognition. They're doing it because it's for the betterment of everyone. And we fell in love with that.
Sure. Can you tell us, I mean, I don't know if you could release that information now, but can you tell us about any of the organizations that might be receiving grant money this year, or is that a big surprise?
No, we openly would hope that anybody could come and apply. Currently, we do have a few applications. One off the top of my mind is the Mammal Rescue Group in Brigantine, and we are hoping to fund their needs, and they're the ones that are helping with when we have beached, you know, the seals that come up, and when the dolphins get stuck, they go to this marine stranding center, and they've done a magnificent job in trying to rehab these animals and get them back into their habitat.
That's interesting. So the foundation is open not only to, you know, pets like dogs and cats, but it's interesting to find out that, you know, you don't necessarily have to have a dog rescue. I mean, it could be marine mammals, or, you know, or, you know, gorillas for you know,
exactly.
If that's what they do, you know, rescuing animals from maybe zoos that aren't taking care of certain animals in the zoos, and, you know, they need help. And I mean, do you do zoos too? I mean, is, you know, if a zoo is, you know, in need of maybe funding to help a particular animal that maybe is new, that they have never had before, maybe like they brought over a rhinoceros or something from Africa that needs, you know, a home, I mean, would you consider something like that?
You know what? We do have criteria. We do ask that it is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that
mm-hmm.
is applying. But certainly, any situation, if it was a desperate case, we would take into consideration for review. But truly, our guidelines are set up so that, you know, we can grant money out to other nonprofit organizations.
Betsy, do you give money out to shelters that are not state-run, the shelters that depend on private donations?
Yes, we certainly would. Again, so long as they are a 501c3 and they're recognized,
mm-hmm.
then we would be able to grant that money out.
Mm. Do you have, I don't know if there's a figure in mind when you grant money. I mean, do you tell people that you will get X amount of dollars when you apply and if you get approved?
We can't guarantee what we can give out. We our maximum is $5,000 per organization, but we try to, whatever it is that they're looking for, meet those goals. If they needed a project that was going to require $5,000, then we certainly encourage them to write that down.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need to do that on a yearly basis, then we encourage you to submit, and we hope to raise those funds so that we can get that out. The other thing that we're proud of is that the Purr and Pooch Foundation for Animals is entirely a nonprofit organization. We don't have one paid employee on it, and it's been extremely successful for the past 3 years. And over the course of those 3 years, we have granted out $40,000 to other nonprofits, which, you know, we work tirelessly, and I know Karen's very familiar with that, and she's been a tremendous asset to the team as well. And it's something that we're pretty proud of.
Wow, that's a lot of money to give out. So how did you guys come up with this concept? I mean, was it like, you know, you were sitting around drinking coffee one day and said, hey, you know, this would be a great idea?
Kind of. The Purr and Pooch Foundation for Animals came about out of Purr and Pooch Pet Resorts. My sister and I actually started it with some really wonderful women that we were thinking to celebrate 40 years in business for Purr and Pooch Pet Resorts. My parents have been very active in giving just out of the kindness of their own hearts. My father's rehabbed dogs before, and he's been very active in you know, in the dog industry. And for 40 years of business, we were thinking about throwing a party and thinking about all these things. And then finally it just dawned on us that what better way to recognize 40 years of service that you know, my sister and I grew up watching my parents give to all these dogs, cats, horses, and what better way to give back than to actually set up a nonprofit organization that would give back to everybody, basically emulating what they've been doing for years, just under the radar.
Betsy, your Purr and Pooch Pet Resort is a bit different than other pet resorts. I was there only once to attend a seminar, but I noticed that a lot of the dogs roam around the building freely. You know, I think you have a cat area there that's pretty wonderful, you know, for the cats to be able to meander around and have some freedom. How long has Purr and Pooch Pet Resort been around? And tell people exactly where it's located.
We've been around, Purr and Pooch Pet Resorts has been around for 40 years. We have two locations on the Jersey Shore, on Highway 35 in Manasquan, Wall Township, and the other one is in Tinton Falls. And we do have daycare going on all over the place. The dogs definitely rule the house here, except for in the cattery. And the cattery is wonderful. Our kitty cats get to roam around on a 40-foot waterfall, and they have a really great time on the jungle gym. And our daycare has beautiful canine turf yards and a whole water park for them. Mm. So they definitely have a great time.
It's a pretty amazing place.
I mean, it is.
Cattery alone is, you're being pretty humble. It's a pretty amazing place. I mean, the cattery alone is amazing.
Well, 40 years ago, that was way before I think most of us heard about any kind of pet resort or doggy daycare. So they were really one of the first of its kind, weren't they?
Yes. In fact, we have been considered the first fully enclosed, controlled environment as far as a pet resort in the nation.
They
had a great concept, and it was always from the dog's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud to say that my father is still a very active owner, and he every day goes in and checks out the dogs, makes sure everybody's having fun and enjoying themselves.
Betsy, and everybody, we need to take a little commercial break here so Karen can tell everybody what she does as a professional dog trainer in the area that you're speaking about, which is in Keyport and central and northern New Jersey.
Are you the owner of a fearful or aggressive dog and don't know where to turn? Have you called other trainers and they've turned you down because they don't want to deal with an aggression case? Then My Best Friend Dog Training and its special service, the Dog Super Nanny, is maybe just what you're looking for. We do in-home private consultations. We're located in Keyport, New Jersey, and we do travel. Our phone number is 732-533-9376, and our website is mybestfrienddogschool.com. We are positive-based trainers and don't use physical punishment or fear as a way to motivate your dog. We use games and fun as a way to do that, and we also help you during the whole process. So give us a call. We're here for you. 732-533-9376.
In the Doghouse, the only live radio show that's all about our favorite companion dog, companion pet, the dog. Blah, I need more coffee. this morning we're speaking with the president of the Purr and Pooch Foundation for Animals, Betsy Palazzo. And I'd like to bring you back, Betsy, and let's talk a little bit about that Black Tails Gala, because, I mean, unless you're really involved and you're really researching this organization, it's kind of like an insider's event, and I mean obviously it's open to the public and anybody could attend, but why don't you give us some inside information about what goes on at the gala, and could people bring their pets? I mean, is it a pet friendly thing?
It is a pet friendly thing. In fact, it is the only black tie event along the Jersey Shore that allows you to bring your dog with you, and your dog is complimentary. And you can purchase tickets right online. The event is really spectacular. You get all dolled up. Your dog can get dolled up. We have raffles. We have auction items. We have spinning wheels. And there's, you know, dinner, dancing. And 50-50s, and we have canine cuisine. So it's quite the evening.
I understand Dr. Nicholas Dodman is on your trustee board, isn't that correct?
He is. He's a wonderful asset to the board. He's brought great knowledge, and certainly his reputation precedes himself, and we're very excited that he'll be attending this year as well.
You do have other veterinarians that play a big role in this organization too, and veterinary hospitals. Could you mention a couple?
We have Dr. Brian Voynich, and he's wonderful. You can catch him on the pet stop on News 12. We also have Dr. Wendy McCulloch, and she also is absolutely amazing with the Pet Requiem. And then we have Dick Palazzo. We also have Don Hilker, and then we have trying to think off. No, that's
is
the core
of it. Right, veterinary, is it Garden State? Participate in the program?
Garden State Veterinarian has been tremendous in supporting our efforts. Every year they've been very large contributors to the foundation's cause, and we're proud that they have supported us every year that we've had had the gala and had the foundation in the works.
I mean, last year was the first time that I attended the gala, and I was kind of blown away. I mean, it was really cool to like go to this fancy hotel and see dogs running around off leash. I mean, half of them are off leash running around, and they just have a really good time. And you have a little area that you also set up for the dogs too, right?
Like
a
little. Yes, we do. We have a little doggy lounge.
A little doggy lounge. So if you want to take a break and have some cocktails and not be worried about your dog, they do have a doggy lounge.
Is that cocktails for the humans or the dogs?
Both.
So what would tickets cost? I mean, if you wanted to attend the event,
it's $175 per ticket. Again, your dog is complimentary,
mm-hmm.
And with that, it's a fun evening, dinner, dancing, and dining, and with the auction items, and you get to meet a great group of people. And certainly, if you're interested in the animal field, it's definitely a melting pot of a lot of wonderful, wonderful behaviorists, trainers, veterinarians, and well-informed animal lovers all coming together. And it is a very lovely evening and a lot of fun.
Betsy, what's the date of this event?
It is August 9th, and it's going to be at the Berkeley Hotel in Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What time?
At 7 p.m. 7 p.m. till 11.
7 to 11. I would imagine that, I mean, even if you're not in the pet care industry, if you're, say, like a dog owner or a cat owner,
mm-hmm.
and you want to meet some really interesting people that maybe have written some books and people that are on radio and, you know, really knowledgeable people, I think that would really be a great place to go, no?
Absolutely, absolutely. And actually, even for those that are looking just to have a good time, it's a great place to you know, come together and just have a great night out. In fact, with books and everything, Victoria Stillwell has graciously donated one of her books that we will be auctioning off with her signed signature. There are some wonderful, wonderful opportunities there to not only enjoy yourself, but really take home some pretty cool items.
Right, I'm part of the foundation as well. I volunteer on the committee, but from what I understand, you guys have some really nice sponsors this year. Fresh Pet is sponsoring. Victoria Stillwell has donated a product. Dr. Ian Dunbar has donated books of his. Bissell, the Spot Bot people. You see that commercial with the Spot Bot that, you know, cleans doggy stains on the carpet. They're a sponsor. There's going to be some really cool auction items there.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
Can you just give us a little, kind of repeat the website for people to go to if they want to purchase tickets?
Sure. If you go to the website, it's www.purr, Pooch, Pooch, foundation.org, And when you get to the site, you'll see on the lower right-hand side an area you can click, and it'll bring you right into the Black Tails information, and you can purchase your tickets right online. Mm-hmm. You can also feel free to contact us and send us an email at savelives@perimpoochfoundation.org. So either way, if you need anything, you check out the website. It's the best way to get in contact with us.
Betsy, thank you so much for coming onto our show and going to the doghouse today. Karen and I wish you both of us wish you very good success with this event and with all the good work that you do. And certainly we would want to have you come back again and talk more about your organization. Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, would love that. Thank you so much, Renee, and hopefully we'll be seeing you on the 9th.
Well, unfortunately, I won't be able to make it, but I would like to come in future events. It sounds so wonderful, and I'll bring my own little dog, too.
Aw, that's great.
Yeah, I would like to go up there.
Back.
All right, thank you so much, Betsy.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Karen, you have another interview next week, don't you? And you are actually interviewing the dog food company called Fresh Pet. Is that right?
Hey, Pat. Fresh Pet is a human-grade food, and human-grade means that you can open that up and you can eat it if you so wish to do.
Okay.
Dogfoodadvisor.com, which is one of the leading... It's totally not profit. It's a dog food rating company,
mm-hmm.
and they rate dog foods from 5 stars all the way down to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And Fresh Pet was listed in the 5-star category,
mm-hmm.
For their slice and serve portions. And it's going to be a pretty interesting interview. We're going to be speaking with their owner. And believe it or not, it's not like a gigantic company. It's not like this big.
I've only just recently heard of it.
Yeah, they're really starting to branch out on the East Coast, all over the country. And you know, if you walk through supermarkets and in pet stores, you'll see like there's like a refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
And fresh pet food is in there.
And they have wholesome ingredients. Like, you know, I mean, I'm so paranoid anymore with, you know, I take an ingredients list with me that you want to avoid like the plague. And if I see one of those ingredients listed on any of the foods, I put
right.
it back. And to be honest with you, I always advise my clients never to buy food in a supermarket. But you're saying that this is a very good food?
You know, it's an excellent food. And you know what they say, and it's true, the only preservative they use is a refrigerator.
Oh. So you have to keep it fresh. You can't keep a whole bunch of it on hand.
You have to keep it refrigerated. It only lasts for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's not something that has a long shelf life because, again, it's human-grade food. It doesn't have a lot of preservatives in it. It has no preservatives in
right.
it other than, like, a natural, like, lemon or, you know, whatever else. I don't really know what to put in it.
You can't freeze it?
I don't know if you could freeze it. That's a question.
It's a good question we can ask. Right.
But they make dog cookies and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could bake cookies for your dog, and it's just really interesting. But to answer your question, yes, the ingredients are wholesome. I mean, when you open this food, it's no joke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's carrots in there, there's spinach in there,
mm-hmm.
there's meat. I mean, I got a package of it's like called like a turkey dinner.
Yeah.
A chicken dinner, and
mm-hmm.
it's like balls of like vegetables and stuff like that, and,
okay.
and shredded turkey breast. But you open this thing, and it's like your mouth starts to water. You want to grab a fork and start eating it, and you really can. And
mm-hmm.
it's not like chicken thighs or anything. I mean, this is white turkey breast, and you can see it. It's
mm-hmm.
shredded.
Mm, that's interesting.
And it's right in there. It's not like something you can't recognize. It's a very interesting company. So,
you know, Karen, we only have about a minute left, but I want to also let, you know, tell you and remind our listeners, we're in the middle of a big dog food recall. Thank God Fresh Pets is not on there. I'm also grateful that my own dog's food is not on there. Maybe that's something we can incorporate into our discussion with the owner of this dog food company as
sure.
to why he isn't on the dog food recall. What sets his dog food up to be so different and much healthier than
mm-hmm.
Other commercial brands?
Right. Richard Thompson, that's a gentleman's name. He's the owner of
of Fresh Pet.
Okay. All right. Great. So I hope everybody listens in again next week. I think it's going to be kind of a nutrition type of discussion that we're going to have. Can't avoid that. By the way, your interview last week with the owner of the Viand dog food company was very, very interesting. I enjoyed listening to it. And listen, guys, keep your pets cool, please. Don't put them in the car. Don't take them anywhere on days like this unless you absolutely have to. Keep your walk short. Walk early in the morning or when the sun goes down. Make sure you do walk. Otherwise, your dogs are going to get bored out of their minds and get destructive. So stay tuned for next week. Give us a holler. Give us a listen at WNJC, 1360 AM. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Bye, everybody.
Take care.
I'm glad you're home, but where you've been? Since 2 o'clock, I've been holding it in. Grab the leash, let's go chop chop. If I don't get out soon, the cord's gonna pop. Twist and shout, ooh, I gotta go out. Now I'd love to stay and talk, of course. I really need to see a man about a horse.